Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Like sands through the Blackwater, so are the days of our Milton. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
I am telling you right now that I am...
The Florida Public Records Act is Chapter 119 of Florida Statutes. It provides a right of access to records of state and local governments, as well as to private entities acting on their behalf. If material falls within the definition of a public record, it must be disclosed to the public, unless there is a statutory exemption under the Public Records Act.
Now, that might not seem particularly controversial, I know, but you gotta know the backstory on Milton, where... sunshine law has maybe been violated. The Public Records Act has, in my humble non-litigator opinion, absolutely been violated many, many, many times. So Alex Andrade, the city attorney, did a little primer in the last meeting where he explained things like the sunshine law and explained that, for example, on public records and sunshine law, you have to complete training every year and certify that you complete that training when you fill out your, I think it's a form, well, it was a one and now it's a six, and now it's back to being a one for now, but it doesn't matter. On your form, you got to say that you've got this training.
So I want to start off by prefacing that every appointed and elected official in this room is required by the state to do 4 hours of training. And when you fill out your financial disclosures every year, you have to certify that you did those 4 hours of training. Two of those hours relate to sunshine law and the public records law. So before filling out your financial disclosure, make sure you've actually, in the last 12 months, done a refresher on the 4 hours of the topics that the Ethics Commission requires.
So make sure you're doing that before you fill out the forms that they have all had to fill out. That's going to become important later. And before you recertify, make sure you do it again. And then he's trying to explain the sunshine law, which the public records law and the sunshine law are different things, okay? Sunshine law has to do with meetings. Public Records Act has to do with maintaining any documentary evidence of there being a communication relating to city business or county business, okay? So as far as sunshine goes...
Sunshine law, I generally think of it as it exists the same way the, you know, the Holy Spirit exists. Where two or more are gathered, there I am. So if that helps you understand it, just keep that in mind.
That's a funny way to say it. But yeah, I mean, if two or more people are on a board, commission, council, whatever, and then they're supposed to have, that's supposed to be a meeting that is supposed to be announced in advance. They're not supposed to use communication back and forth through any means at all.
The scope of the sunshine, thanks, Ashley, relates to board members not engaging in private discussions with each other about board business, either in person or by telephone, email, text, or any other type of electronic communication, including Facebook or blogs, the other messaging apps like a GroupMe or WhatsApp. Those would all be encompassed by the Sunshine Law.
Carrier pigeon, notes left underneath the park bench. No back and forth. And by the way, that's actually pretty important. It's the back and forth. Like, if you say to them, that's okay, but if they respond to you, now that's a sunshine violation because it happened in a meeting that was not publicly noticed, not available for the public to participate in, and also not a record of that meeting taking place, no minutes of that meeting taking place. That's why it becomes a sunshine violation. Okay, so sunshine is on the one hand. Public records is... every communication that you have with somebody that deals with official business. And he says, look, people misunderstand stuff about this all the time. For example, FOIA, the Freedom of Information Act, which is a federal law. People have said, well, I want to put in a FOIA request. The federal law doesn't apply. It's not the same. That, you know, we have the Public Records Act. The federal government has the FOIA. So that's just, you're just barking up the wrong tree when you think that. So the rules about FOIA and the rules about public records requests are different. Okay. Also, the rules about what qualifies official business, even if two employees are talking to each other via email about where they want to go for lunch that day, and that's on a city server, that's not a public record because it's not about city business. Even though it's employees talking to each other about something that they're going to do that's on a city server, that's not a public record. So it's all about what's the subject matter.
If you're sharing information about city business, it's a public record, according to the Florida Supreme Court.
Simple. And?
All public records, including those on private devices, must be retained in accordance with the retention schedules approved by the Department of State.
And each kind of public record has a certain length of retention. On texts, apparently there's not a fixed time, but he says...
Most public records are commonly understood to have very standardized retention schedules. Your text messages are somewhat more subjective. Anything less than a year on retaining a text message that is a public record is too short.
So definitely at least a year. I mean, I tend to think that because you use texting for so much that, I mean, years. And if you're going to change phones, you probably ought to, you know, make some provision for protecting those, right? That's important because those are as public a record as an email or anything else. And he says, just, you know, there's also rules about what gets excluded. I'll talk about that in a second. John, Scott, traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. We are seeing some delays if you're traveling at the intersection of Burgess and North Palafox, then we've got delays in all directions there, so just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. All right, back to this conversation about what public records are at the city of Milton, and just trust me for the moment, there will be a payoff here that will be sort of stunning. Just a second. You gotta wait with me till we get there, okay?
Public records cannot be withheld at the request of the sender. A requester is not required to show a legitimate or non-commercial interest as a condition of access. A request cannot be denied because it is overbroad. Unless authorized by a specific statute, an agency may not require that public records requests be in writing or require the requester to identify himself or herself.
So you can't force them to be non-anonymous. You can't deny it because it's overbroad. You know, fishing expeditions are allowed. You can require suitable payment. There can be a cost associated with public records. In fact, that was one of the things Randy Jorgensen said, and I'll get to that in a second, but look, there's all these public records coming into Milton, and it's really time-consuming to satisfy some of them, and, you know, so the appropriate level of billing for those public records is its own separate issue. But you just, you know, even you can't require that it be in writing. You know, if you show up to a meeting and say, I want a public record, well, that constitutes a public record request, okay? So it's very, very broad, and you have to be, attempting to satisfy it. That's the idea. Also, even though some public records are exempt, there are certain very specific statutes on their exemption.
In retention, all public records must be retained in accordance with retention schedules approved by the Department of State. Even exempt records must be retained. If you believe something meets the statutory definition of an exemption, it does not allow for it to be deleted.
So you can't destroy a public record, even if it is legitimately exempt, you cannot destroy it. Randy Jorgensen on the problem of having too many of these coming in.
And if this continues, I'll be asking you to hire a deputy city clerk.
And pay somebody to handle it, because right now it's a burdensome process. So last comment from Alex, and then again, like I said, the payoff that I've been telling you is coming.
There's one overarching rule when producing your records in response to a public records request, and that is do everything in your power to come off like you're producing your records in good faith. Like, you have to exhibit the indicia of producing your records in good faith. Any evidence of not producing your records in good faith when a request is supplied to you opens you up to scrutiny and criticism and accusations and the potential for liability.
So acting flustered or annoyed or irritated or pretending you don't have them or reluctant, anything like that is a problem. Okay. You got all this. You got to maintain your public records. You got to maintain them for at least a year. If they're on text, there's other schedules for other things. Even if it's exempt, you have to maintain it. Anything that you're talking about, if you're either an elected or appointed official and or employee and is dealing with city or county or whatever the thing is that you work on, business, then you've got to maintain that. So a couple of days after this meeting, City Councilman Mike Cusack gets an email from Alex Andrade talking about Tom Powers, who sits on the Historic Preservation Board. He and Teresa Messick sit on the board together, and there's been this back and forth. There's this broad public records demand coming to them and to other people. And, you know, Alex is trying to get some of these public records. He's the one making the request. And he and Mr. Powers has produced public records, which seem to indicate that, you know, maybe Heather Lindsay has violated the Sunshine Law, or maybe, you know, that, like, it's all of this stuff, like, or the Public Records Act, or at least the Public Records Act, maybe not Sunshine, but, you know, there's, like, all of this stuff. And we're learning more and more all the time. Okay. So here's the email from Alex to Mike Cusack. Mr. Powers produced an incomplete record of his text messages responsive to a public records request. Within that production is the following interaction. Here's a text. That's right. We'll see if Spears and Milstead respond. Those are employees at the city. The collusion and crap needs to stop. This is Mike Cusack writing. You did hear that Don's employment contract disappeared. Don Molinaro, former city clerk. State needs to start a wholesale investigation into this city. Second message from Mike Cusack. Forwarded you emails from my work email. So he's using his work email to forward messages, which is not a great plan. Alex writes, you cannot use your work email to subvert the Public Records Act. This is the email from Alex to Mike. Among the production was also a litany of text messages between yourself and Pam Mitchell within the time period you were asked to produce back in March. Pam Mitchell is a local activist against the wastewater treatment plant, primarily. I can't do my job if you withhold information from me like your use of your work email and refuse to comply with the Public Records Act. Please review your work email for all emails you sent to Ms. Mitchell between July 1st, 2023 and March 25th, 2024. Please go back and produce all text messages between yourself and Ms. Mitchell in the same time period. From Alex Andrade. Response from Mike Cusack. And this comes, by the way, the original email that Alex sent was May 23rd. This meeting took place on June 20th. And on June 21st, the morning after the meeting, Mike writes, Mr. Andrade, my apologies. I had this sitting in a draft that I thought was sent. I do not have the records you've requested. I had to obtain a new phone on March 8th of 2024. 3 months ago. I do not have any emails as I receive and send 200 to 300 daily in my workplace and are purged regularly. Regards, Mike Cusack. In other words, I can't comply with your public records request because I routinely delete my emails at work, which is where I do my business for the city, apparently. This is bad. Response, Councilman Cusack from Alex Andrade. You just informed me that you deleted emails that were public records. That's a crime. He doesn't say that, but, you know. And that you made no effort to preserve the public records on your previous phone. Also a crime. Now, I have to decide what needs to be done regarding both circumstances as the city attorney. Going forward, please respond to this email and confirm that you will not forward emails to yourself from your city email address. It is apparent that this was used to avoid producing public records or evade scrutiny. This practice must immediately stop. Mike responds. Never stated I deleted any public records. He literally just said that in the prior email. Okay, this is, just wait. Never stated I deleted any public records. I had no idea what a public record even was until the council agenda meeting last night. He gives a date. I did not receive any public records or sunshine training that I can remember since I took office. I asked Randy Jorgensen on June 13th when that training was provided since I took office and was told it would be addressed on 6/20. Now, there was actually one prior in the year. I know Alex had done one for everybody. But you remember, he's supposed to have that training. He's supposed to certify on the form for financial disclosure that he's got this training. Okay? So his answer is, I didn't know I deleted a public record. I don't know what a public record is. I've never even been trained on this stuff. I have no idea what anything is. That's a response from Alex. Councilman Cusack, on your annual financial disclosure, you stated under penalty of perjury that you completed the required Sunshine Law and public records training. You certified under the penalties of perjury both this year and last year that you completed that training. That training is and always has been available for free on the Florida League of Cities website. Are you telling me you haven't... are you telling me that you've never done any training? So, he's apparently deleted public records, which is part of him not responding to the public records request that, for example, I have put in and others have put in regarding his communication with former city manager Scott Collins. He's now said he's deleted them. He dumped the text off of a phone that he got rid of, apparently. And his way of explaining why that's not his fault is that, well, he didn't receive the training that he told on his financial form that he had received. which is kind of like, you know, I couldn't possibly have stolen that car. I was busy in this homicide. You know, like, the perjury is worse than the destroying of the public records. And so, time will tell whether there will be any prosecution for any of these, let's just say, misbehaviors, without trying to prejudice the conversation. But looks to me like we have a problem right here in River City. See what I did there? See? It's because Milton's... Okay. 620. John, you've been hearing this for the first time. You got a thought?
Wow. Just wow. I'm like, are you kidding me?
So when Alex and Jeff Snow and some others say that there's problems with the public records and the Sunshine Law in the city of Milton government...
Really?
But again...
I had
it's
no
not
change.
My fault. I was busy committing a worse violation. Okay. 625 on News Radio Pensacola. John has got traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10 and I-110 flowing smoothly. Even 98's rolling good. If you're coming out of pace into Pensacola southbound, you're going to see some delays through that construction, but just minor right there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope. From the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Join Autism Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Today at 10, Executive Director Mary McClellan will be here to talk about Sensory Street. This year's event, presented by the Bear Family Foundation, will be at the Downtown Museum of Commerce on July 14th and 15th. This free event has lots of activities for the entire family. Learn more about Sensory Street today, beginning at 10, with the Pensacola Expert Panel and Autism Pensacola.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
With the continued growing cost of medical insurance, there is one place you can always turn for affordable health care, and that is ProHealth Labs and Medical Care. With 7 locations on the Panhandle, including Gulf Breeze, Pensacola, and Milton, ProHealth always accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. ProHealth is self-pay, with office visits starting at $77. Employers, did you know that ProHealth is the largest occupational health and workforce solutions on the Gulf Coast? To find out more or to make an appointment, go to ProHealthFL.com.
2017. Congressman Matt Gaetz is building his political career in Washington. But according to a sworn statement, back in Florida, Gaetz is partying with young girls and illegal drugs.
One woman specifically saying that she was paid to have sex with the congressman.
Money, drugs, and sex. With the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Sorry to sneak up on you. Just, you guys got a universal remote control back here?
You're looking for a universal remote control?
Yeah, just one device to do it all for me.
Good morning, 628 here on News Radio Pensacola. You know, we're just talking here amongst ourselves in the studio, and I don't know about y'all, but like whenever I get a new phone, all of my stuff converts. You have a choice to say how much to convert over to your new phone. And I mean, I have like three old phones that are still active. I actually use them for alarm clocks, you know, and they still have all my old texts and stuff on them. So I'm not sure what Mike Cusack is doing with his old phones that, you know, dumping all the texts and getting rid of the phone and burying it underneath a, you know, bleach bit or whatever the thing that Hillary used. I don't know. I mean, it's just weird. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
I accidentally dropped my phone and smashed it with this hammer. I don't
And ran it over with a bulldozer and buried it in the foundation of a new building. Yeah, it's weird.
So some new data out that says sexually transmitted diseases are on the rise nationwide, particularly among older Americans. This data released by Fair Health found a 5% jump in STD diagnoses from 2020 to 2023. But among people age 65 and older, that jump was 24%.
It's funny, but it's not. I mean, you have a lot of stuff takes place at a lot of places. Let's just put it that way.
Absolutely.
The Villages has long had a reputation. Okay.
Perhaps
in a marketing campaign. Anyway, go on.
An actor and comedian known for Bob's Burgers, Anchorman, and the Sarah Silverman program will be sentenced soon for his involvement in the January 6th Capitol riot. Jay Johnston pleaded guilty on Monday to obstructing officers during a civil disorder. He could face up to a 5-year prison sentence.
Grandpa Jim seems happier than last week. Why? I mean, it's just real life, man. It's real life. Anyway, let's move on. David, thanks for the update. He'll be back with local news coming up next after Fox.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. The 3-day NATO summit starts today in D.C., hosted by President Biden.
President Biden will need to calm the nerves of both foreign officials and members of his own party who have already expressed concerns about his fitness. House Democrats will hold a restricted caucus meeting today as calls for the president to step aside continue. But President Biden is ramping up efforts to save his reelection campaign. Last night, he met virtually with the Congressional Black Caucus, whose members are sticking by his side. Brooks Singman, Fox News.
Around 2.3 million homes and businesses remain without power in Texas from yesterday's storm.
What's left of Beryl will bring heavy rain and the risk of flooding, along with the potential for severe storms, including tornadoes, from Arkansas to the Mississippi Valley, over the Ohio Valley and the Great Lakes.
Fox meteorologist Janet Steen, America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio Pensacola. Looks like the rain has stopped. We have 81 degrees right now and partly cloudy skies in Pensacola this morning. State Representative Joel Rudman says the best way to determine whether the effort to incorporate Navarre should move forward is through a non-binding referendum that could be placed on November's ballot. But in order for that to happen, it needs to come from the Santa Rosa County Commissioners.
I have told both groups, both the people for incorporation and those against incorporation, that I will only entertain this argument once during my tenure in the legislature. In other words, gentlemen, they get one shot at this.
And during yesterday's committee meeting, Rudman said he expects both groups to petition for that referendum to be added later this month. The Escambia Sheriff's Office says they've got a person of interest in connection to a shooting late last week. The Sheriff's Office says they're looking for Richard Burt, who at this point is wanted for questioning only. He also has an active warrant for a probation violation. Investigators say a 23-year-old woman was shot last Friday night on East Mallory, was taken to a local hospital. If you have any information on the shooting or on Bird's whereabouts, you're asked to contact the Sheriff's Office or call Crime Stoppers. And we have shared his photo to our News Radio Facebook page. The Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office holding a celebration of life service yesterday for Sergeant Jason Rickman.
When he first started, I was a sergeant at the Sheriff's Office. And you meet people, and cops especially, we immediately size somebody up and we immediately get an opinion whether it's right or wrong. But with Jason, the first time I met him, I just had that feeling. I just knew he was such a good person.
And that is Sheriff Bob Johnson there, and he was a 26-year veteran of the Sheriff's Office. FDOT says a portion of Scenic Highway is going to be closed starting this Sunday. It's part of a nearly $5 million project. Crews will be closing Scenic just north of Manilet Street for 18 days. Drivers will be detoured to Langley Avenue, Spanish Trail, and Summit Boulevard. It's part of a big project that will be milling and resurfacing the Scenic Highway from south of I-10 to just south of Hyde Park Road. And the Florida Financial Impact Estimating Conference, considering both the positive and the negative economic impacts of an abortion ballot amendment. If Amendment 4 passes in November, abortion would no longer be limited to a six-week ban.
Even if the conference ultimately determines that it cannot exactly estimate future costs and expenses, it can and should make known to voters the types and causes of likely negative fiscal impacts that Amendment 4 would cause.
It was suggested that if the six-week ban stays in effect, there'd be a probable cost savings for the state due to fewer abortions. Senator Marco Rubio says he's got evidence that U.S. taxpayers have been unwittingly funding thousands of Chinese experiments with direct applications to the Chinese military. Senator Rubio wrote Sunday on nationalinterest.org that newly unclassified analysis provided to him by NCIS reveals this has been going on for decades. He counted over 5,000 instances of research collaboration between the Defense Department's funding agencies and Chinese entities, he said, in the last five years. Rubio says he's worried the research may have already given Beijing an edge in key areas of 21st century warfare. It's 6:35 right now. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John.
That's right. Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. No accidents to let you know about rolling through. But right now we're seeing some delays both north and southbound from Maxwell Street all the way down to Lloyd Street. So just be careful in that area. Other than that, traffic is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We will see some scattered showers and thunderstorms today with a 70% chance of rain, especially later in the afternoon. High today near 91 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 79. Rain chances staying high as we go through Wednesday morning. 60% chance of rain. High on Wednesday afternoon near 92 degrees. Lows Wednesday night near 78. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, 80 degrees in Pensacola, Gulf Breeze, and Milton. The heat index at just below 90 so far this morning. Our next news at 7. We have breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Dom Savino with Your Money Now. Shares of two of the world's largest pharmaceutical companies are moving in opposite directions today. It's all because of a new data analysis showing Eli Lilly's popular obesity drug, Mounjaro, leads to faster and greater weight loss than Novo Nordisk's treatment, Wegovy. The drugs have different active ingredients, and the report found patients taking Mounjaro were twice as likely to lose at least 10% of their body weight compared to those taking Ozempic. Lilly's stock is up 0.5%, while Novo's stock is off 2%. Shares of oil giant BP traded in the UK are 4% lower this morning after the firm warned lower margins at its refineries will weigh on its upcoming earnings. Weaker margins in fuels and lower gas and oil prices impacted the firm's results in the last quarter as well. On Wall Street, futures are higher as the market tries to build off yesterday's record highs. Today's trade will be influenced by comments from Fed Chair Jerome Powell on Capitol Hill. That's Your Money Now.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again, at work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ROCK to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ROCK to 42424. That's ROCK to 42424.
When the open road or off-road calls, the 2024 Subaru Forester answers. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. The impressive off-road capability of the Forester Wilderness starts with its dependable symmetrical all-wheel drive. It optimizes power distribution between the wheels to deliver maximum traction on challenging trails or in slippery weather conditions. Pair that with 9.2 inches of ground clearance and standard Yokohama Geolander AT all-terrain tires, and you'll feel free to explore even farther down the trail. Plus, the Forester Wilderness comes with a full-size spare, a rare sight these days. The Forester Wilderness makes it easy to load up for adventure with an extra-wide rear gate opening and 60-40 split fold-down rear seat. And its interior protective material stands up to wear and tear from all that gear, passengers, and pets. The Forester Wilderness is built for your boldest adventures. Find yours at Anderson Subaru. Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
On September 11, 2001, an operations officer placed a call asking if a crew could be ready to fly. U.S. Naval Aviator Aaron Dimmock answered that call. Working largely in silence, Dimmock defended America. Now he's ready to answer the call yet again. Pro-Trump conservative Aaron Dimmock for Congress. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
It's a good time for people to understand, okay, look, we're going to be looking at road work, and it's not just taking Elmer with a paintbrush out there and a bucket and painting stripes down. This is a very expensive procedure that takes place.
As you know, in the backup, you know, we've got the quote from Gulf Coast Traffic Engineers, and, you know, a solid line's 80 cents a linear foot, and a skip line's, you know, the dotted lines are 60 cents a linear foot. That doesn't seem like much until you start adding up the quantity. And then the price goes up pretty quick. And I just think that's, you bring up a good point. People just need to think about that. And it is not cheap to stripe a road.
That's Commissioners Kerry Smith and Colton Wright talking during yesterday's Santa Rosa County Committee meeting about the, you know, cost of road resurfacing and whether they're restriping and resurfacing and all that. And mentioning that it is not cheap to do this stuff. You know, you drive down the road, you think, how hard can it be to have, as he said, Elmer with his paint bucket out there painting? That's just not how it works. And it is, you know, pretty expensive when you start talking about 1,000 or 2,000 or 5,000, you know, feet, right? Joining us now, we have Brad Baker. He is a Santa Rosa County Administrator. Brad, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me, Andrew.
Absolutely. Before we get to county-specific business, I know your former hat when you were the emergency manager, you know, you were the guy to deal with all the things related to storms and storm prep, and so I am sure you have things you'd like to say as we're looking at Beryl, the effects over in Texas, you know, making landfalls a Category 1, the earliest ever Category 5 recorded. But I know in your heart of hearts, you're still an emergency manager. You never really leave that position entirely. So anything you want to say about that and how we should, you know, take notice, pay for it?
Yeah, I was telling some folks last week as they were complaining about the heat dome that was over us. I said you can really be thankful for that because that is what really stirred or steered Beryl away from us. So, you know, there were several other potential storms lining up behind him, and, you know, with him churning that water up, I think that helps some of those dissipate. So, yeah, I mean, it looks like it's going to be an active season, and just really be prepared and I guess be thankful for the heat dome that was over us so that Burrow went a different way.
I think I speak for every single person listening to us right now. I never would have said that out loud. So thank you. That's a great perspective to have, you know. Thank God for this unbearable heat. I appreciate that. All right. I did want to ask you, there wasn't a lot on the agenda. You know, obviously the discussion about the Navarro Corporation, which really isn't a county issue other than to authorize it going on the ballot. You know, that's all that really has to be decided about that. And the whole agenda for, you know, yesterday and then for Thursday is not all that robust. But Friday, you have a budget meeting coming up. And, of course, a lot of stuff is going to go into that budget. One thing that had been talked about, Sam Parker had raised the question of zeroing out, to borrow a phrase from the tax appraiser, the cost of the business tax receipt, which they were concerned would mean that nobody would actually file their paperwork for being a business, and they thought that was a problem in addition to the money lost to the office. Is that going to be on the agenda for Friday, and what is the shape of the proposal as it currently stands?
Yeah, it will be a public hearing for that ordinance, and the public hearing was to repeal that ordinance. So if the board goes through with that, we will repeal that. We've met with both property appraiser and the tax collector. You know, obviously there is some concerns with that about really tracking the intangible tax ability, which, you know, the property appraiser uses that. There are some other avenues out there, and they're working on those to, in case the board does repeal it. But the actual public hearing will be to repeal it. So if the board does choose to do that, then, you know, that's roughly about $100,000 annually that is collected through that. And more concerning is from the property appraiser and the tax collector is, you know, how do we then track those?
Okay, right, right.
That are filing for that. So
okay, all right. So obviously the board can modify the proposal under discussion. You know, repeal is where they're starting, but they could modify it somehow. But that's the current recommendation. And you feel like you've talked with the tax collector and the property appraiser, and I mean, I won't ask you to speak for them, but you've had conversations and maybe figured out ways to solve for these concerns, even if this gets repealed.
Yeah,
is that a fair way to say it?
Yeah, we have. We'll have a game plan going forward, whichever way the board so chooses.
Okay.
I mean, it's really a small fee on the businesses, so it's really about being able to track that intangible assets that the property appraiser can apply.
Okay, very good. We're talking to Brad Baker. He's the Santa Rosa County Administrator. I have one other question I want to ask you, Brad. Hang on for just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly right now. No accidents to let you know about. But if you're traveling from downtown Milton to East Milton trying to get to the industrial complex, we're seeing some delays in both directions. That's a look at your traffic on the fives. I'm John Pickens.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Brad Baker, Santa Rosa County Administrator. Brad, it's the budget, preliminary budget meetings on Friday. Where does the budget stand? I know one of the big concerns in the most recent years has been the rising cost of labor, having to, you know, spend more on everything that you pay for. And so, you know, obviously property values have gone up. That means that to some degree, ad valorem taxes and revenues have been going up. But, of course, some of those are homestead limited on the increasing and, you know, all these factors. Right. So what do you have to say about the, I don't know, shape of the budget, shape of the ad valorem, anything?
Yeah, so, I mean, it is a challenging time, but, you know, the board gave us several priorities, the first being infrastructure, then public safety, revenue diversification, and employee retention. So, you know, we've been able to come up with a balanced budget that also includes a very small millage reduction. The board had asked us to consider that in our revenue diversification. You know, we'll be the board has approved on the ballot for November for the local option sales tax. It will actually say a 1 cent, but we currently have a half cent.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just asking for an additional half cent. So trying to get that across to the citizens that, you know, this is a way for us to continue to look at lowering the millage and offsetting that with some additional revenue that we can tackle some of these big infrastructure projects that we have. So it's just our little little attempt here to show that, that there is a way to do revenue diversification. So our current millage is 6.0953, and we'll be reducing it to 5.955. You know, and that's given
a point and a half
back about.
Or, I'm sorry, that's yeah, a that's about, 15. I'm sorry, it's a 0.15 a point, right?
Yeah, it's worth a couple $1 million reduction to our citizens. We still have a growth factor. You know, Santa Rosa County is one of the fastest growing in the Panhandle. You know, us and Walton County. So we do have some growth still factored in for that, and you know, we do. We'll have to pull some money from our reserves to balance the budget, but that's not uncommon. We've been doing that for years now. And then our revenue, you know, we budget at 95%. So our revenue, our lapse rate typically exceeds that, that we had to pull out of the reserves to balance the budget. So not an uncommon practice, but our board did want to look at a ad valorem reduction. We presented them one that the staff feels comfortable that we can still meet all of their priorities while giving a reduction to show the citizens that we are truly trying to do revenue diversification to put the burden on the back of everyone, including our tourists, instead of just our homeowners.
Okay. All right. Yeah. No, that's interesting. And I just want to make sure I heard the numbers right. Current is 6.0953. Proposed is 5.955. Did I get that right?
That is correct.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll look forward to that conversation on Friday, and also the conversation about, you know, how to solve the collateral concerns about the business tax receipts and the intangible property tax that applies to businesses. So very good. Brad Baker, he is the Santa Rosa County administrator, and I'm still kind of, you know, stumbling around thinking about how I should have been grateful for the heat we were getting, because that's a fascinating perspective. I appreciate
it's a
that.
Challenge, Andrew.
Yeah, no, that's good.
It's a challenge to think that way.
It is good, though. I mean, that makes me feel a whole different way about, you know, the heat. So, Brad Baker, thanks so much for the time and what you do run the county, sir. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. 650 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. If you're thinking about buying a home, selling a home, trying to figure out what to do in that regard, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty are outstanding at this. And, you know, her background is in dealing with people and gathering news and presenting that information. So she's a great teacher, you know, because that was kind of her job. I mean, you think news people are like teachers, right? You gather information, you share it with people. And so understanding where people are at and talking to them about their situation and then explaining to them the options and why things are the way they are, it's just, it's in her. It's in her DNA. And she loves meeting people. And so she always tells me, like, Andrew, if I sit down with somebody and they become a client, great. You know, I'm going to make money. Okay. And if they don't become a client, great. I made a friend. And if they refer me to somebody who becomes a client, great. I'm going to make money. And if they refer me to somebody who becomes a friend, great. I made a friend. You know, like, it's just, that's kind of her way. And she loves to talk with people about real estate, answer questions, and make you think, and, you know, just kind of try to make sure that you're making the best choice for your circumstance. Again, whether that's buying or selling a house. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Your home is your place of comfort, so who can you trust to come into your home to update your countertops and leave them more beautiful than before? Gray's Granite is committed to creating your dream kitchen or bathroom and ensures excellence with every job. All of their technicians are well qualified, licensed, and insured, a cut above the rest. Gray's Granite strives to lead the industry in solid stone while servicing the local community with high-quality custom work. Gray's Granite, 3141 Potter Street, online at graysgranite.com.
Hurricane season, and when a storm threatens our region, News Radio Pensacola has complete around-the-clock coverage you can count on. Our award-winning news team will be tracking the storm's every move, providing regular updates on the storm's path, intensity, and potential impacts. You can listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
This hurricane information is brought to you by DeFranco Gas. Get your home or business storm ready. Install or maintain your generator with DeFranco Gas. DeFranco Gas does all things gas.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South proud.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
Stop by their Pensacola showroom to see their products in action.
Republican National Convention is in Milwaukee, and next week, Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay will be broadcasting live. Be sure to tune in 5 to 9.
Look, you want to find someplace else to stand, buddy?
You going to do something about it?
Huh? Is that what you want? Come on. I'll hit you so hard, I'll kill your whole family.
Good morning, 6:54 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. I was just doing the rough numbers to get a grip on the proposed tax, property tax reduction in Santa Rosa County. I was talking about with Brad Baker a moment ago. From 6.0953 to 5.955 would be a 0.1403 reduction. Don't be boggled by the numbers. It's real easy to figure out because the way property taxes work is you take the value of your home, and for each $1,000 of value, you pay about $6 for that slice of your taxes. You also pay, of course, school board and maybe some other things as well. So if you've got a $400,000 home and you just kind of ignore the homestead exemption for now. You got a $400,000 home, you're paying around $2,400 in tax. That's going to go down by about $56. So that's what they're talking about. It's mild. Okay. It's not a big deal, but you know, it's what I think we were talking in the studio and somebody said it's about half of a decent dinner. Or if you're eating alone, a decent dinner. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about, but we are seeing some delays on Olive Road between 9th and Davis. So just be aware of that in both directions. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much. Mm-hmm. John, David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Sunday set a new single-day screening record for the Transportation Security Administration. Over 3 million people were screened on the Sunday after the 4th of July holiday nationwide. That passed the record of 2.99 million set just a couple of weeks earlier than that. They say more people flew on an airplane in a single day in the U.S. Sunday than any other day in history since the TSA was founded. Former President Trump says he believes President Biden will stay in the presidential race until November.
Well, they cover for him, and they still are sort of covering, but now it's getting very difficult to do that. And, you know, it looks to me like he may very well stay in. He's got an ego, and he doesn't want to quit.
He did an interview with Fox on Monday. He said he thinks that Biden's family wants him to stay in and that nobody wants to be forced out. And guys,
I feel like I need to clean off either my microphone or my headphones from the whatever the Hawk Tua was. It got all over it from that heavy breath that the interviewer did.
They definitely found the oldest tape recorder they had to get that interview down. Right. You've got 5 days to get stamps before the price goes up to 73 cents, July 14th.
No, you're mischaracterizing this. You've got 5 days to invest
that's right.
in Forever Stamps
in
and then
Forever
to open
stamps.
Up a roadside stand selling, you know, like they're going up to, what is it again, 78 cents?
They're
is 68 now going 70, to 73?
They're 73 cents, right.
Going
they're
up from 68.
Now. Yeah.
So here's what you do. You buy a whole ton of them, and then you open up a roadside stand where you're selling them at 71 cents for a 3 cent margin, and everybody's saving 2 cents a piece, and you'd probably make a killing.
Now that
all the people that need to buy all
that's a
the
good
stamps.
Idea. If only I would have invested in the Forever stamps years ago when they were like 39 cents or whatever.
You could only have invested in that's right. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 6:57 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. Oh, I'm getting somebody says half a decent dinner. Andrew, my wife thinks that I'm a whale. That's a good thing. That didn't help at all. I'm sorry. Somebody else says it's 0.36% in Baldwin County. Okay, fair enough. I don't know. Let's see what else. I love tax cuts, but I can't help but thinking that it's pandering. Yeah. Okay. So listen, it's an election year. And the story coming out of all of your local governments for the last couple of years is inflation's killing us. The price of everything is high. We can't afford to do all the stuff that we normally do. We're having unfilled positions. We can't get staff. We're having to overpay them, pay them overtime, all this stuff. And now we're facing a tax cut. Good decision making or election year pandering? I mean, it's $56, you know, vicinity, okay? But yeah, is this being driven by just good, solid business decisions, or is it being driven by the ability to brag for the incumbents on securing a really small tax cut and diversifying income to other places? You know, look, this is not Brad's fault. I mean, Brad works for the commissioners, three of whom are up for re-election, at least two of whom I know are pushing on this topic. I'll read it that way. Future news quickly. John, do we get the tax cut?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree. Charges for Mike Cusack over records?
Listen on air.
We'll see.
92.3.
Yes.
Okay. 5.3 and AM 1620. News.